compared to other like fitness coaches, one thing I always stress too is that it's not a diet. Like, I'm never putting any of my clients on a diet. It's a lifestyle. And I want them to see that this is a lifestyle that can be sustainable and can be enjoyable, and that will make them be happier and live a fulfilling life.
Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Megan Loda of the Positively Fit Community LLC. Megan, it is awesome to have you on the show.
Awesome. Glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. But what I want to do is just read a little bit about Megan so you can learn a little bit more about her and all the awesome things that she's doing. Megan is the founder of the Positively Fit Community LLC. She's a fairly new entrepreneur who has turned her passion into a business. Her personal training company is based on helping people become their best selves. Unlike most personal trainers, Megan focuses on a lot of positivity, self-love, and happiness. She believes that a positively fit lifestyle is the best way to live. Megan, are you ready to speak to the community?
I am.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. The first thing that I wanted to do was just to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
I started about a year ago. A couple years ago, I got really into fitness and working out. And about a year ago, I competed in a bikini competition. And that is where things really, my interest sparked in the whole fitness world. And then I realized so many people were coming to me asking for fitness advice. And that's when I realized that I wanted to get my personal training license so I would have more credibility and could better help them. And so after getting that, I pretty much started, clients were coming to me asking for advice. So I started taking on clients. And pretty soon after that, I realized that I wanted to help them not just physically, but mentally as well, because I realized a lot of clients did struggle. They had some mental blocks that would really affect them with their physical goals. So, and being a huge believer in like the body, mind, and soul, I really have tried to stress that to them to help them not only physically, but mentally as well. So yeah, from there, things really started picking up. And I just started business was, I was getting so many clients and I realized that I could turn this into a business and make it official. So recently, actually only about 2 months ago, I got my LLC and made it official.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Congratulations on getting your LLC and all the awesome things you've been able to do. So what I wanted to do was hear a little bit more about your business, even though I know it's fairly new. I wanted to hear a little bit more on like how exactly you help serve the clients that you work with.
I have several different things on my website, created a cookbook. So that's something that I sell. And it's 25 easy recipes that were designed to show people that eating healthy doesn't have to be boring. So basically it's like healthy options to pizza and donuts and all the yummy good food that everyone loves to eat. So I sell that. I also have like some basic programs where you just get like a 6 week split or 9 week split that basically just gives you 6 weeks of workouts and maybe some food tips and whatnot. But then I also do what I call lifestyle coaching. So if a client becomes a lifestyle client of mine, they have my phone number. So we talk on the daily and do like weekly check-ins where we do talk about like everything going on mentally and as well physically, and give them some macros, like a guide to help them break down the amount of protein they need to have, amount of carbs they need to have, amount of fat. So really with that, they have my phone number, so they have 24/7 support. And that's definitely my biggest, that's what a majority of my clients do, is the lifestyle coaching. And I found it have been extremely successful. I've watched a lot of clients of mine just completely transform their lives. Starting off with me, they just feel so down and depressed. And I feel like they're very negative. They see themselves in a negative way. Like they don't have that self-love. And that's something I really try to help them find. It's just a positive relationship with themselves. And so, yeah, I've seen them really not only physically completely change, but also mentally just be in such a happier place. And so that is my goal, and that makes me feel so good when I'm able to watch someone just become a happier, better version of themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure when they see those results, that definitely helps out as well too. But it's awesome that you're able to help out. Of course, people might come to get and be and live a healthier lifestyle, but the aspect of tying in that mental aspect and like the self-worth aspect is definitely huge as well too. So it's awesome that you're able to balance both of those and help out person, not just from a health standpoint, but also from a mental health standpoint, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about what I call like your secret sauce. And I know you touched on it a little bit. What do you feel makes you unique or what kind of distinguishes you from other entrepreneurs and business owners?
Compared to other like fitness coaches, one thing I always stress too is that it's not a diet. Like I'm never putting any of my clients on a diet. It's a lifestyle. And I want them to see that this is a lifestyle that can be sustainable and can be enjoyable and that will make them be happier and live a fulfilling life. So yeah, that's really, I feel like for other entrepreneurs, finding what's going to make you stand out and finding what makes you special and how you can help people in that way. So I feel like for me, like I've always been an extremely positive person and very upbeat. And it took a while, but I realized that like I can help people through my, like that's unique about me and that's going to make me stand out from other trainers. So yeah, I think just finding what, you know, what makes you special and what you can use to help people.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. And being positive is obviously a very good distinguisher, largely because there's so much negativity, so many bad things that are sometimes happening. To have a beacon of light, so to speak, to be able to uplift you and help you to be and look at yourself in a positive way is a phenomenal differentiator. So I think that's a great example of a secret sauce or a USP. So I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be a resource or a life hack or something that a resource or a book or an app or something that you can lean on that makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
I think, you know, the one thing I would tell people is to do it, go for it. You have to take the risks. And there is so many people in this world and there are so many people that would love to have your help. So like, I know in the beginning I thought about like, there's so many personal trainers right now. Like, how am I going to stand out and be different? But I feel like it's just all about taking the risks and going for it and pursuing your dreams and finding what makes you happy and how you can use that to your advantage and use it to help people. So, and for me, like my biggest thing is just always keeping myself in a good position, meaning like making sure that I'm taking time for like me and having that self-care and just making sure that I'm happy, because if I'm not, then that's going to really reflect on my business. And I think people, business entrepreneurs, sometimes forget about that. They forget that like they are so important and like their self is so important and they need to be in a good place in order to have a successful business.
Absolutely. And yeah, I always remind myself, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs sometimes struggle with that, is making sure you keep your cup full so that you're able to give and provide services and be there for your clients is extremely important. So I think that's a phenomenal CEO hack. And yeah, now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this might be a word of wisdom or a piece of advice or a golden nugget that you would have for entrepreneurs and business owners.
I would say that my like favorite saying that I always tell my clients is that when you can't find the sunshine, be the sunshine. So not everything's always going to go your way, but you know, with a positive attitude, you can get through anything.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Again, in line with what you talked about as far as being positive and making sure that if you can't find light, sometimes you have to be your own light. So I think that's a phenomenal CEO nugget that everybody can incorporate. Absolutely. So awesome. Awesome. And what I wanted to do now is ask you for what I call your definition of what being a CEO means. And we're having different types of CEOs on this podcast and hoping to get like a new definition and redefine exactly like what being a CEO means. So what does being a CEO mean to you?
I think it means being like my own boss, being in charge of my daily, like my to-do list, being in charge of what I have to accomplish that day and being in charge of my own goals. Like no one else is setting goals for me. I'm setting all my goals. Like I'm every part of a business. I'm the marketer. I'm the writer. I'm the advertiser. Like I'm everything. So yeah, I feel like being a CEO is really being like your own boss and making the rules and setting the goals and just going after what you want.
Awesome. 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 Yeah. I definitely love that definition. And Megan, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know, and then how best people can get a hold of you.
Well, if they wanted to get a hold of me, definitely check out my website, which is www.fitlittlemeg.com. I'm also extremely active on my Instagram, which is also fitlittlemeg. I post daily and actually just filmed a new IGTV all about being positive and how to stay positive. And yes, I also am starting up a YouTube channel. So I'm definitely going to try to be more active on YouTube. And again, that's going to be Fit Little Meg as well. So anything with Fit Little Meg, they should be able to find me.
Awesome. 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 And we'll make sure to have those links in the show notes so anybody can follow you on Instagram, IGTV, and then also when you get your YouTube channel up and going. So Megan, I appreciate you so much for taking some time out of your schedule and all the positivity you're providing for the entire world. And I just hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. And I hope that I'll just come on and just inspire other entrepreneurs to go after what they want.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by CB Nation and Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless Jr. Thank you for listening.